Mishnah Yom is for Shabbos Kodesh, the ninth day of Elul, Tavshin Pei Gimel. Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Perek Revi, Mishnah Vav. In the previous Mishnah, we learned that the Tefillah of Musaf in Rosh Hashanah contains Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofaros. The extra three insertions of these brachas, Malchus, of course, we're referring to Pesukim from Tanakh that deal with the royalty of Hashem, that the fact that he's a king over the world. Zichronos, apsukim, talking about how Hashem remembers, and we ask him to remember, all the things that happened. Shofaros, these apsukim in which it mentions the blowing of the shofar. Now Mishnah is going to tell us how many psukim do we say in each of these brachas. Ein pochasin me'aser malchias. We don't do less than 10 psukim that deal with Malchus for the bracha of Malchus. Me'asara zichronos, nor do we do less than 10 psukim that deal with the zichronos, the memories, in the bracha of zichronos. Me'asara shofaros, and no less than 10 the psukim that mention the shofar in the third bracha, the third insertion of shofaros. Why 10? The Gemara explains a number of reasons. One is corresponding to the 10 hilulim, 10 times hallelujah. It's mentioned in the last chapter of Tehillim, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And what's the connection between that and Rosh Hashanah? And that's because in that chapter it says hallelujah v'seka shofar. It mentions hallelujah v'seka shofar. And in that chapter that mentions the shofar, it mentions 10 hilulim. So therefore, corresponding to these 10, we say these 10 psukim in each of the three brachas. A second explanation is brought in the Gemara corresponding to the Ten Commandments. When the Ten Commandments, Aseres HaDibros, were given, it was accompanied with the sound of the shofar. Or third explanation corresponding to the Ten Fiats, the Ten Mamoris with which the world was created, and that of course relates to Rosh Hashanah, which is called Hayom HaRasalam, the day the world was conceived or made. Yerushalmi has different reasons for the ten. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, Im Omar Sholosh Sholosh Mikulon Yotza. He says that if you said only three psukim of Zichronos, of Malchus, three of Zichronos, three in Shofaros, then Yotza as well. Why three? The Gemara explains three corresponding to Torah, Nevi'im Ksuvim, or Kohanim, Levi'im, and Yisraelim. Some explain that even Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that Lechatchila one should say at least 10 psukim. It's just that he holds it, but he avid, if you said three, you're also Yotza. And that's how the Ran understands Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Indeed, that's the halacha, that b'di avid, three psukim for each of the brachas would be sufficient. Ein mazkirin zichron malchus v'shofar shel peronos. Among the psukim that we choose, we do not choose psukim that deal with punishment, whether it's mentioning in Zichronos, whether it's in Malchus or Shofaros. There are psukim in Tanakh that talk about Hashem's punishment in respect of Zichronos, in respect of Malchus, etc. We don't use these psukim for the tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, for these insertions. It's interesting that the Mishnah all the time mentions the order, mentions these brachas or these psukim in the order in which we do it in davening, which is first Malchus, then Zichronos, and then Shofaros. Except for this little bit, this little part of the Mishnah, it mentions the Zichronos, then the Malchus and the Shofaros. The Tosfos Yom Tov notes that the reason why it's done is because the word mazkirin has in it the root of Zichronos. They have the same root. So therefore, the flow of the Mishnah was easier to say Maskirin, ein maskirin zichron, then Malchus and Shofar. Maskil batora umashlim benavi. When one says the psukim, one starts off three psukim of the Torah, then three of the ksuvim, then three of the neviim. We end off with the neviim. Now, why do we put ksuvim before neviim? Normally, we call it Tanakh, Torah, neviim, ksuvim, and that's because indeed that the psukim of Mishle, Iyov, and Tehillim, Mishle, and Iyov, these three books of Ksuvim actually preceded, in time-wise, they preceded the Nevi'im. And the same thing would apply to Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, when he says that three is sufficient of each. It'll be one of the Torah, one of the Ksuvim, one of the Nevi'im. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Im Hishlim Batari Yotza. Rabbi Yossi says, if you can complete, if the last pasuk you said was coming from the Torah, then that's fine. Now, the Gemara actually says that Rabbi Yossi holds not just that it's fine, but that's what you should do. In fact, the Gemara quotes a brisa that says, "Hamash," in the name of Rabbi Yossi, "Hamashlim b'tor hazeh meshubach." And according to that, the Mishnah, therefore, according to the Gemara, should read, "Rabbi Yossi Omer, mashlim b'tor, v'im hishlim b'novi yotza." That means that you first, in the first instance, one of the last pasuk you should do would be the one coming from the Torah. If you used one from the Novi at the end, no, it'll also be Yotza. So, what would we do? We do three psukim from the Torah, three from the Ksuvim, three from the Nevi'im, and then the tenth one would be a pasuk drawn from Torah, indeed as we do in our Shemen Asra. If, however, one used and said a bracha as the tenth pasuk from Nevi'im, it would be Yotza b'diavad. And the halacha is indeed like Rabbi Yossi. Lechatchila, we do finish off with the pasuk of Torah. Mishnah Zayin. Ha'ovir lifnei ha'teva b'yom tov shel Rosh Hashanah. One who goes, leads the Amud, he's the Chazan, on the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. Then Hasheni, it's the second Chazan, the one who davens Musaf, Maskia, that does the blowing of the Brachas, or that leads the Tkias on the Seder of the Brachas, not the first one who davens Shacharis. The Gemara explains that originally, in the, what used to happen is they used to blow always in Shacharis, until a terrible story happened, and the Romans suspected that they were blowing as the shofar as a sign of rebelling against the Romans, and when a tragedy occurred, they came and they killed. From that moment, they made a takana, they're blowing in Tfilas Musaf. Why did this help? It helped because the enemies then saw that the Jews were already occupied in davening, the Kriyas HaTorah, that it was already a religious service. And then they were blowing. So then they understood that the Tkias was part of the religious service, it's a mitzvah, and not any sign of independence or fighting or making a rebellion. And therefore, that practice continued to only blow during Musaf. The expression maskia is interesting, maskia, not tokea, because they have a chazan who would daven Shacharis, another chazan who would daven Musaf, but, and that's why they say Hasheni, that's the second chazan, but why the word Maskia? Maskia means to cause to blow the shofar almost. And the Rav Haigoin explains because the chazan is not allowed to blow on the Seder of the Brachas, because we're worried that he'll get confused and he won't be able to go back to his tefillah. So another person should be blowing and separately from the one who's leading the service, the one who's the chazan. The word maskia therefore means allows the tekeya to blow. Uvishasa halel, continues the Mishnah, and the time when they say halel, which is on other Yom Tovim, not Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, because that's not a time for saying to halel at those times while God is judging the world. Harishoin makris halel. Then it's the first chazan, the one who davens Shacharis, that reads the halel in front of the community. And the word makri means really reading for them, because in those days that's what they did. They would, someone would read the halal in front of the kol, and they would answer each word halalukah, as the Gemara Sukkah talks about how they did this.